The next morning, they still be moving. Everything was done. They're dancing. So this is the way it happened in the early days. They went on. From Laguna up to McCarty's, a little above McCarty's, where the volcano ends. They had another night there. But this time, no celebration or no dancing. The dancing and the singing and all other chant was quit. There, they just had a talk by the leaders. A talk that they usually have at Fort Summers. They sit around the fire and talk about good things when they get back home. The next morning, they started out again. They reached it, Grant's, and pass a little ways. Every day, along the evening time, the good runners, the Navajo, takes off ahead while the women folks are going slow. They usually gather up wood on front of the place where they would have another night. They would have the fire going already. They stayed at Blue Water again, the Blue Water Canyon, that night. The next morning, they have reached the top of the world, where they call the roof. Right on top, they have plenty of wood. They stayed there again. The next morning, they went on, and they reached Fort Wingate, where they started from Fort Summer. Here, the people had a very good time again at Fort Wingate. Word was being sent to Fort Summers from Fort Wingate. They stayed at Fort Wingate at least a week, says my father. Mostly what things were being done was talking. They're not having plans, but they were talking of good things, good behaviors, and most of all these stuff that they promised. The great government, which they used to live with. that they were not going to do no more wicked things. This is all the talk that they had. Every place they stayed for night. Finally, they had to move on. They started from Wingate, and they went on to between Gallup and Rough Rock. They passed Rough Rock and on. There's a little canyon there. They stayed right against that canyon. The little canyon was called a good luck canyon. Here is where they stayed that night. The next day, that night, they had the same talk, a leadership talk, behaviors. They went on. They have reached the waterfront the next day. And they set up camps at night. But still, the leader is yet known that they are leaders. Here, the first night, there was nobody to go out until order was being set by the general. So they followed their orders until the last day of the time when they got back to Fort Defiance. The next morning, in the morning, everybody was geared up. And the general that brought them back from Fort Summers told them, whoever wants to go and leave to their home country, they are welcome. But first, we like to give out some food and some needs of things that you people want. And so some of the people, the one that are wanted to go away yet back to their homeland, they were told that they shall come a certain day again for some other stuff to take home. As they were doing before at Fort Summers, there were going to be some meat being issued out. And then another week was set up for them to come back. There was quite a few of them had left the camp there. Some of them stayed. I don't know which kind. But I thought I could leave, says my father. So he left to see what Tohachi is looking like now today. Manalito has found that the old country was getting rich with animals, wild animals, antelope, angles, or whatever you call it. The animal that that is so high, like goat. They were around, most of them were around Mexican Spring. There were a lot of water coming out from the mountain, from Mexican Spring and from Tohachi Mountain. So that was the place that Manalito was supposed to be born. Bob Manalito. The father went back to the place where they used to live. He found everything in a good shape. The old home that he left during the time of his chasing around from other image. He had to rebuild it with mud and things so as to make it warm. The day came, the time that the general wanted them to come back. It was about a week later. And then there were some more things came in. From the Fort Wingate. Here, it was given out to them again. Shovels, axes, hoe, and other needs. Coffee, sugar and flour, and some bacon, anything that is in use of food was being issued out again to the Navajo people. There, the great general set up another date, which was a Bilibid, about 2 weeks. During this time, the railroad was beyond Montpelier, coming around Montpelier. So another 2 weeks were set up for them to gather up again. So finally another 2 weeks has passed for them to come.